USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats and the Trump administration take a key step towards avoiding a government shutdown later this month. Aides from both parties on Capitol Hill say House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin struck the deal earlier this week and will announce it soon. They say it aims to keep a government shutdown off the table amid ongoing battles over new coronavirus relief legislation. President Trump rallying support in Pennsylvania last evening.
61 days from now, we're going to win the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Going to win 4 more years in the White House.
At a campaign rally in Latrobe, he touted America's economy, even during the pandemic, saying it will only get better if he wins re-election.
You're going to have an incredible economic year next year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
A man sought for fatally shooting a pro-Trump activist in Portland, Oregon last Saturday is dead. Michael Reinall was killed when a federal task force tried to arrest him in Lacey, Washington last night, hours after he admitted to Vice News that he pulled the trigger killing Aaron Danielson, who was part of a pro-Trump caravan that rolled through Portland amid ongoing protests against racial injustice. 7 cops in Rochester, New York now suspended, 6 months after a man suffocated while being arrested. The man's family wants the officers charged with murder. Joe Biden says he'll form a White House National Police Violence Commission if he's elected. He visited Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday and also spoke about a phone call he had with Jacob Blake, who's hospitalized after being shot in the back by Kenosha officers recently, saying President Trump should have met with Blake's family.
The words of a president matter. No matter if they're good, bad, or indifferent, they matter.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The White House trying to clear up something that President Trump said earlier this week. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has more.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted that President Trump wasn't suggesting people break the law when he encouraged voters to test the system by voting both by mail and in person. She told Fox News that Trump was telling voters to, quote, verify that their mailed ballot is counted in the upcoming November election when he made the comments on Wednesday. She went on to accuse Democrats of seeking a, quote, whole new fraudulent system of mail-in voting by trying to expand access to mail-in ballots during the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
A Missouri man is going to federal prison after tossing a Molotov cocktail into a local health center operated by Planned Parenthood. Wesley Castor was sentenced yesterday to 5 years behind bars without parole after pleading guilty last November to one count of maliciously using explosive materials at that facility in Columbia, Missouri. He says he committed the crime because Planned Parenthood provided reproductive health services at that health center. An all-time Jeopardy! Champion Ken Jennings returning to the show, not as a contestant this time, but now as a producer of Jeopardy! Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.